It's time for your KDNK local newscast for this Thursday morning, February 2nd. I'm Steve Cole, live from the heart of Carbondale's Creative District. Our feature today is KDNK Station Manager Gavin Dahl's interview with Congressman Scott Tipton on public lands, immigration, health insurance, and abortion rights.
You easily won re-election again in 2016 after three terms in Congress, and you're serving on two important committees in Congress this year, the House Committee on Financial Services and the House Natural Resources Committee. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, we're excited about the opportunity to be able to serve on both of the committees. Important, obviously, for our district to be able to have access to capital, to be able to support our community banks and get our economy moving. And then natural resources is obviously critical for West Slope of Colorado.
And this new Congress has already been a whirlwind. Have your staffers been hearing from more constituents than usual?
You know, we've had a lot of input coming in from our constituents, and it's really pretty consistent. We have people that are very engaged in our district, and we're always happy to be able to hear from our folks and hear their thoughts.
So the Denver Post editorial board endorsed you in this last election, but they wrote on Tuesday that President Trump's immigration order defies American values. That was the Denver Post. Foreign policy experts, some, have said that this could endanger U.S. troops. But you've called for Trump's executive order on immigration to be modified. Can you talk about that?
You bet. I think under President Obama's administration, we'd had testimony that came in from his appointees that we were not able to vet people properly coming into our country. I think that as Americans, we all want to make sure that we are safe and secure. We need to have vetting materials in place to be able to make sure that the people that are coming in for the right reasons. And that is going to be an appropriate response. I think in regards to the executive order, when it was rolled out, we have people in the air. We have people with green cards that certainly ought to be admitted back into the country if they've traveled outside of our borders, and those do need to be addressed. But I think we're all in concert as Americans. We do want to be making sure that our country is safe and secure.
Among the many regulations pushed by President Obama that you'd like to roll back, one that seems peculiar is the rule to limit waste from methane leaks. Can you talk about that one in particular?
You bet. Actually, it's because the state of Colorado has been a model in terms of the methane venting. The EPA, when they had issued their rule, was effectively modeled after the Colorado rule. And we've now seen redundancies that are trying to be coming out of the BLM, which are creating increased costs. If we've got something that is working, let's make sure that we continue to have that happen. And we've had positive results when we look at the statistics coming out of the EPA, when we look at methane release, it's actually dropped over 5.5%. We've seen not only the regulations, but also the industry itself be responding in a responsible way. We'll continue to see new technologies develop, and we ought to encourage that to make sure that we're doing the proper things, not only to be able to create jobs, but to be able to protect our environment.
So KDNK never had an opportunity to speak with you during the campaign, and I just want to take a moment to say thank you, thank you, thank you to your communications director, Liz, for helping us set up this interview. We really appreciate you talking to us. The 7th annual Colorado College State of the Rockies survey results were released Tuesday. The bipartisan survey found that 68% of voters across 7 western states want the new administration's public lands focus to be conservation. And you promised on the campaign trail not to sell off public lands. But this Congress is facing some criticism for changing the way public land is valued. One bill introduced this year seeks to sell 3 million acres of BLM land in, you know, in the western states. Can you explain your position and talk about what the critics are missing?
You know, we're going to be examining different pieces of legislation, portions of which we may agree with and portions we may disagree with. Under the Obama administration, they'd identified parcels that the BLM, the Forest Service, have wanted to use for land exchanges or to dispose of. It maybe was a parcel that had been donated to the United States, or just over the course of history they had acquired that they were not able to manage, that they wanted to be able to dispose of. So there are a lot of elements that we're going to be taking a look at, but we've been very consistent in terms of protecting our public lands, our access to those public lands, and we'll continue to do so.
You know how much that means to listeners in our area. So health insurance is out of reach financially for many of our listeners here in the Roaring Fork Valley. Of course, you've repeatedly voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and that's finally really looking like it's going to happen. Can you give us something to look forward to? What's the RNC's plan? Give us some hope here.
You bet. The problem is, under what was labeled as the Affordable Care Act, and Gavin, you identified it. There was no hope. We were seeing our premiums continue to increase. Forecasts for this coming year are another double-digit increase in premiums. Mm-hmm. Visited with a woman down in Ridgeway whose premium now for her health insurance exceeds her mortgage payment, and she had a $7,000 deductible. She made the comment to me that I can say I'm insured, but I'm not receiving health care. A broken system. And so we're trying to provide real relief for the American people in terms of the proposals that we're putting forward. Chairman Price, who is currently up for Health and Human Services Secretary, has several plans that he has already put forward in Congress. And to be able to allow people to buy across state lines, real groups to form, small businesses to be able to come together, to be able to negotiate lower health care prices, to be able to have people have a real choice in terms of health care rather than government-mandated programs, incentivizing private medical health care savings accounts rather than punishing people for having a private medical health care savings account. Probably have about three steps. We've got a reconciliation bill, which is not only the repeal portion but has replacement elements in it. The second step is once the secretary is approved, if you'd looked at the Affordable Care Act, incredible power was given to the administration to just lay out what is going to be required. You look through the bill, it stated the secretary may, the secretary shall, so we'll be able to have opportunities to be able to put a lot of elements into place through secretarial action. And then the third is going to be through actual legislation to be able to create those opportunities to achieve what I think as Americans we all aspire to, irrespective of party. We'd like to see affordability and accessibility when it comes to health care. Unfortunately, under the current law, we have neither.
Part of the problem with the exchanges was that as more and more insurance companies backed out of them, it left, for example, our listeners here in the KD&K listening area with only one choice on the exchange. What can Congress do to apply any sort of pressure toward the insurance companies? Because I think a lot of people perceive that the insurance companies are kind of running Congress, but we want our Congress to run, you know, I mean, not run the insurance companies, but how do we incentivize insurance companies to actually even offer plans?
You point to the very problem with that question, Gavin, of the Affordable Care Act as it was passed into law. The insurance companies were big proponents of this legislation. As it rolled out, they were not achieving the profits they wanted, and we were seeing them pull out of markets. On the West Slope of Colorado, you identify very correctly, we do not have a choice. We have a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Only one opportunity, and we're required by law to buy a program that the federal government lays out and says that we must buy. So let's create those opportunities. We've had conversations with various insurance companies now in terms of giving them the flexibility to be able to create new plans with different offerings, different options for people to have the freedom to be able to choose what suits them. Under current law, you can only write policies that the federal government states that you can write. They set the criteria. Those are the only policies that can be written. So if we free up that marketplace to be able to allow the insurance companies to write different policies to meet different needs for individuals, we'll be able to see real price reductions, real opportunities, real competition, hopefully a variety of options for those of us who happen to live on the West Slope, and to be able to make our own choices and get the government out of the way of that doctor-patient relationship.
Talking to Congressman Scott Tipton, one last question. President Trump announced on Tuesday night that his choice to be the country's next Supreme Court justice is Neil Gorsuch, and you support that nomination. He's a very respected legal scholar with ties to Colorado. But here's my question. 7 in 10 Americans support women's constitutional right to make their own reproductive decisions. So what's your response to women who are concerned about losing control of their own bodies with him on the court?
You know, that's really the best question for Mr. Gorsuch in terms of his nomination. But I think what I've read, he has never written in regards to abortion rights. Did have the Hobby Lobby, Little Sisters of the Poor, but those were private entities. Hobby Lobby happens to be a closely held corporation, obviously a religious institution, Catholic, with sisters that I'm speaking of as well. And so this is something that he has not written his position on, and I believe that with Mr. Gorsuch that we'll see someone who will look at the law, be open and fair in terms of any decision that he would render.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time with us, Congressman, and we sure hope to have you back on KD&K.
Gavin, thank you for your time.
KDNK hopes to interview Congressman Tipton monthly.